And there it was, the waltz in D-flat, Opus 64, number 1 of Frédéric Chopin. And our pianist was Alice Sarah Ott. And our guest this afternoon is Carlos Bastidas, who is the founder and music director of the Ontario Pops Orchestra. And they have a great concert coming up. This is their third season. It's the opening concert. And the title runs along the lines, Hockey Night in Canada and Great Canuck Hits. It's a tribute to Canada 150. And members of the Durham Chamber Orchestra are joining along. And one of my favorite singers, what an artist she is, Heather Bambrick, is going to sing with you. That is great. It's Saturday. That's tomorrow at Humber Valley United Church, 76 Angsley Boulevard. Starts at 8 o'clock, Humber Valley United Church. And the website to go to is OntarioPops.com. You can get tickets there, or you can get tickets tomorrow night at the door. Carlos, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Kerry. It's great, a pleasure to be here from maestro to maestro.
Oh, well, what the heck. Friday, too, and that's even better. Now, tell us about the repertoire. This is a very Canadian program.
Oh, it is. It's going to be lovely. We're going to be playing Hockey Night in Canada, the main theme. We're going to play in Anna Green Gables. We're going to be doing as well some of the Howard Shore's music from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's great stuff.
And some favorite stuff. People are going to love it.
What's Heather singing?
Heather's going to be singing My Way, the version from, you know, Paul Anka's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And also a medley from a couple of songs, Snowbirds, It Takes Time.
Anne Murray, yeah, sure.
That's right. So that's going to be a lovely show.
I tell you what, it's a beautiful piece. I mean, it's all great repertoire, and I mean that. But Robert Farnon.
Oh, I love the Westminster Waltz.
What a way with a melody.
I know. And you guys play that quite often here in the radio, and it's just a beautiful piece of music.
It is a great piece of music.
And that's why sometimes people don't realize how many popular Canadian composers we have with great music, right?
Well, you can't beat Robert Farnon, not only for the melodies, but for the arrangements.
Oh,
he used
to have his own orchestra, you know?
Great stuff. Now, let's talk about you. You're originally from Colombia, and you came to Canada in 1990. My question is, how did you deal with your first Canadian winter?
My first Canadian winter, I spent it in Winterpeg, in Winnipeg.
That's not a baptism of fire. That's a drowning. That's a drowning. Winnipeg,
old places. Anyway, but after, you know, when you're in your 20s, any weather is just fine, right?
From Columbia to Winnipeg.
That's right. After that, I moved to McGill, and then I went to school at University of Ottawa. That's when I finished my bachelor and my master's in music there.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely city, Ottawa.
Okay, so you got a lot of your important education right here in Canada.
That's right, yeah.
Beautiful.
That's right.
Beautiful. Now, talk about some of the orchestras you've been with here in the country, because you're not an idle man. You're a very busy man.
My main instrument is the bassoon, which is the forgotten instrument in the orchestra.
Try having a good wind section without a solid bass part. Go on.
That's why people don't realize the bassoon is important. It's very crucial. So that's my main instrument. So I play with several orchestras across Canada.
Sure.
Playing as a section with Vancouver Symphony, Ottawa Symphony. In Kelowna, there's an orchestra.
British Columbia.
Beautiful orchestras. And anyway, I'm at McGill University, Hall Chamber Orchestra, and so on and so on.
Beautiful. Well, now, what about your orchestra? Give us a little background on Ontario Pops, because this is sort of still brand spanking new orchestra.
It's a brand spanking new orchestra. We're coming into our third season, and we're doing something right, because, Kerry, let me tell you, every concert is sold out.
Oh.
So there's got to be something.
Can we have a moment of silence, please? Every concert is sold out. I love that, you know?
We must be doing something right.
I think so.
Yeah.
So now, where's home for the orchestra? Because you, forgive me, I'm not trying to lead you here, but you have players from various communities. Is that correct? That's
correct. All across from the GTA, people are coming to join us. We mainly perform at Humber Valley United Church, which is a beautiful church with great acoustics, natural acoustics, Bloor and Islington, just north of Islington. It's just a beautiful,
an elegant part of town, a very pretty part of town.
Pretty, yeah. So that's our home base. And we do a few concerts here, actually, at the Zoomer Place. We do a lot of the doors open in May, and you guys have a beautiful hall here as well.
Oh, yes, they do. And we surely do. So the orchestra is Ontario Pops, but you have another one too. You don't have any nights off, do you?
No, that's my double duty. I do the Durham Chamber Orchestra, which is in Ajax, and that's quite a way to go there. But anyway, I love it. It's a small chamber orchestra there, but it's just great, great music that they play there.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we need to know? What do you want the public to know?
Well, the concert is happening tomorrow night, as you said, and everyone is welcome at Humber Valley United Church. concerts at 8 o'clock, but we do have a silent auction that is going to start at 7 p.m. So people can
Knowing.
Oh yeah, great.
All right, it's Ontario Pops. You heard it. It's tomorrow night. And Carlos Bastidas is conducting. OntarioPops.com is the website to visit, or you can get tickets at the door, and you're going to know this music when you get there.